These 2D characters have soundtracks so instantly recognisable that they are a perfect example of just how deeply video games and their music have cemented themselves in popular culture.
Yeah.
To the point that they've even spawned independent music genres of their own. And there's no denying the influence that video game music has had on today's artists and producers. When you hear one of their tracks on the radio, it wouldn't seem out of place in a Street Fighter beat-em-up. Whether it's the grinding bass lines of Bristolian dubstep producer Joker, who has made no secret of his love for a bit of keypad bashing. Rusty, whose approach of using video game beats in his own unique genre of electronica and R&B is as brave as turning up for work in a Zelda t-shirt and a Minish cap. All crystal castles and their distinctive sound that proves the theory that you really are what you eat. If they grew up on a diet of 8-bit chips, that is. The appropriation of early video game beats, or chiptunes, in popular music is so vast that everybody who's anybody is referencing them or sampling them in their songs. With Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince talking Donkey Kong.
Ever since I was younger, I was into video games, trying to whatever, it didn't matter the name. Thousands of my dollars have been poured into all types of games, trying to get the high score.
Jay-Z and DMX sampling Golden Axe.
Respect the game, yo.
Wiz Khalifa dropping a bit of Kirby. And Kesha just being Kesha.
Talking about everybody getting crunk, crunk. Boys try to touch my junk, junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk, drunk. Nah, nah, we go until they kick us out, out. The police shut us down, down. Police shut us down, down. Po-po shut us down.
Over the next hour, we're going to hear how some of today's artists have taken these 8-bit chiptunes and made them their own, as we discover the hidden inspiration behind the beeps, bloops, and beats of electronic producer Iconica.
It's just all in the rhythm, really, because you're in the rhythm of the game. It's kind of the same thing when you're in a studio.
Nerdcore rapper and producer Random.
This music was such a big part of you, then why don't you do something with it?
Anna Managuchi.
The sounds were just so cool. They're so, like, primitive and weird and just like so raw.
Saber Pulse.
I grew up with those computers and it is one of the reasons why I decided to make the music that I do.
And Chipsel.
I used to sit and listen to Tetris without even playing it and just listen to the sound of it because it's really raw and beautiful.
We'll hear more from them later when we'll also be taking a look at the remix culture of gaming soundtracks and speaking to Massive Attack producer Neil Davidge about his work on Halo 4.